The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
From the New York Times, MDMA, the illegal drug popularly known as ecstasy or Molly, was shown to bring relief to those suffering from severe PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, when paired with talk therapy. Of the 90 people who took part in this new study, which is expected to be published later this month in Nature Medicine, those who got MDMA during therapy experienced a significantly greater reduction in the severity of their symptoms compared with those who got therapy and an inactive placebo.
Is this like a microdose?
No.
Or just a dose?
Yeah, a dose.
A dose, yeah.
I've never had a dose of the Molly.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard.
I think the talk therapy would be tough on that, though, because even you're talking to the therapist, he's like, I love you.
No, really, I love
Let
you.
Let me tell you why I love you.
2 months after treatment, 67%.
Off topic. Right.
67%, two-thirds of the participants in the MDMA group no longer qualified for a diagnosis of PTSD.
You suck face another dude like Craig did?
No.
That is not true.
Okay.
I dance to a lot of music that I wouldn't even listen to now.
That's a good point.
I wish my therapist would tell me to take a dose of Molly before we talk next time.
Yeah. Well, just tell her to.
You could just surprise him.
No, I don't.
Show up on it.
I think she's more into the talk and not this.
They say that the MDMA produced no serious adverse side effects in these people as well.
How about scissor? We're still curious about that.
I also have a friend who's curious about the microdosing with the psilocybin.
But once again, I'm with you. If you're not tripping, why even do it?
Because apparently it helps.
But you want a trip, though. You always keep saying, do I get a buzz? Do I get a buzz?
No, this is a friend.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, is there like quarter dosing?
Right, and the friend.
I think like 4 micro doses.
They don't really worry about getting high.
Has tried those antidepressant medications before, and they don't seem to work.
On this person?
They seem to give them panic attacks.
All right.
So the microdosing is another way to treat low-grade depression,
right,
from what I've read, but I don't know if you need to do it under supervision.
Yes.
You're supposed to.
That's the key.
They got to talk you through it. So when you say you love them, you're talking to somebody you know, as opposed to the guy on the corner or in the van.
Yeah, it can still be true, though.
Yeah, that's true. You could love the guy in the corner.
Where can you get supervision for microdosing psilocybin?
Can you do it in the state?
Anywhere in this country.
There are places where they are opening up the availability to study this. You are not in one.
I'm not aware. We can't get medical marijuana in this state.
Of anywhere.
They're allowing Molly and you talking to somebody.
Where the psilocybin mushrooms are legal. I'm aware that they're decriminalized in the city of Denver and perhaps some other places. Yeah, but I don't know that it's legal anywhere.
And you probably need a professional to guide you through it, too. You're not going to find that. They can't actually do it legally.
Yeah, or at least someone to set up some guidelines.
There's got to be somewhere you can get this treatment within 500 miles.
Yeah. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 miles. You probably would on Molly. Or,
yeah, according to this, Todd, you can also volunteer for studies involving ayahuasca.
Which is what?
That's another
Indian thing, right?
I think that's more intense.
Yeah, it's another psychedelic.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you taking full doses of that or small doses?
Giving you all the information I have.
The psilocybin, what my friend had read, is a tenth of a gram. And you put it in like a capsule or tea.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do it every day. You do a couple days and then take a couple days off and a couple more days and so on.
Is the friend the man in the mirror?
He could be.
Is it you, Todd?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they do this with the treatment, treatment, or just the mushrooms?
You can speak freely among friends.
We're here for you.
And to everybody listening.
My friend will continue his talk therapy.
Apparently you need more, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because yesterday he learned he sucks at grieving.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently there's no right way.
No.
Yeah, I don't think there's a right and wrong there.
So how do you know you suck at it?
Yeah, they told you the wrong thing, then.
Because I told that to myself.
Yeah.
Ah. You might be wrong.
Yeah, you probably are wrong.
Well, I certainly have a style.
There you go.
And it's unfortunate. I know that I've developed a style.
It is unfortunate to know that.
Yes.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think more drugs is the answer, though. We'll probably have doctors check in on that.
Well, it has been thus far.
It's part of the style.
Some prescription.
I have a style. It's more drugs.
Well, what the hell's the difference between taking Prozac?
There's none different.
Or some microdose of psilocybin.
Well, what's the difference? Yeah, and when we talk about this before all the time, why can't we people have an edible to get rid of PTSD instead of getting on a bunch of hardcore pharma drugs? Because government sucks, including, well, I should say, Ricketts sucks.
The difference is one of those two is more effective.
Right. Weed.
Well, you know, not the the pharmaceutical drug that he mentioned.
Right.
It's not the more effective.
I wonder how long these talk sessions are, because if you're on ecstasy, you're like feeling the effects for hours.
Yeah, and the counselor is going to say, "Okay, it's over."
Yeah,
and they're going to go, "No, it's not."
Like, now it's time to dance.
Yeah, but I think with the microdose, you're not feeling it. Yeah. It's affecting you, but you're not tripping balls feeling it.
No, you don't feel it at all. From what I understand,
it's working on your brain
with
but
the
you're
microdoses.
You're not tripping.
Not at all.
Throw a couple Moscow Mules on top of that. That might help.
That's what they say.
That's
what they say.
Thank you.
It only gets better if you put some booze in there.
You throw booze on top of the drugs you're on, it does help.
What if you just take another microdose every hour for like a handful of hours?
That's a good one, too.
Just pile up the microdoses.
I don't think I'm going to argue any of these, actually.
Well, that wouldn't be microdosing then.
No, well, you could start. I would start off as microdosing.
I'm microdosing every day for a couple hours every day.
Then it graduates to macrodosing. Yeah.
Yes, it does. Well,
Nick,
macrodose.
I'm beginning to think your goals here are not therapeutic.
Yeah. Trying to help out Todd.
Yeah. You're not helping.
Well, if you wanted to, yeah, that doesn't really help.
I'm thinking you just want to trip balls.
What were you going to say, Nick?
Like, if you wanted the therapeutic effects, but you also wanted to trip, then you could start off with the microdose and then
go to macro.
Take a couple more microdoses.
And work your way
after
up.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you're fixed, just get high. How about that?
Sounds like you're building up a tolerance.
Yeah.
Probably not with just a tenth of a gram.
But every hour on the
hour.
Yeah,
but he's increasing it gradually.
Yeah. I don't know what your tripping balls dose of psilocybin mushrooms is. It's probably several grams.
When the dude you're with starting to look good?
Been a long time since
that's
I've done
that. That's a lot. That sounds like a lot. A lot.
You eat a big stem, you'll trip balls.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I could ask any number of
ball trippers.
Residents of Denver.
Well, the people are tripping balls here somewhere. We'll get an email on that shortly, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a little early. There's somebody probably tripping right now.
Yeah. Looking for the phone. I gotta call those guys.
But what is the phone?
Let's discuss.
The phone is looking for you too.
Yeah.